Okay, today's daf is Krisus, daf Beis. As we start off a new Masechta in Seder Kachim, we have about a month long, Bad Hashem, for Krisus, which is about 28 blot. And we start off daf Beis with the Chafetz Chaim. In his Hagdama to Seches Krisus, Chafetz Chaim in the bottom of the Likutei Halachos, so we know the Chafetz Chaim wrote Likutei Halachos to be a riff for all the Masechtas that the riff didn't write on because it was not Halacha L'maisa. So he has three or four volumes. As we know, the volume, this volume is Bechoros, Krisus, Arachin, Nazir, Sota, Anida, all of those Masechtas. But here we have the beginning of Masechtas Krisus. He writes in the bottom in the footnote. He says, Isa b'sefer yisod shorish v'avoda. If you look in yisod shorish v'avoda, he quotes the Arizal, who says, Kaz of ha'ari, lihi natzel mikares, lios neir kol halayla, v'lo yishan klal. So he wants to be safe from kares, he should be awake all night, not to sleep, el yasuk b'torah ad or haboker. To stay up learning, v'roi lilmod me inyane ha'avera she'avar, she'chayiv aleha kares. So anyone wants to prevent themselves from getting kares, they should learn about the Avera that they're chayav kares for. Ubuchalayla shiyasa kei nitzomi kares echad shenis chayiv. That's the lashon of the Ari. V'noagim lomo meseches krisus mishnayis v'gemara v'sifra yireyim v'kfar noagu bazer rabim b'yamim noroim ha'ela ubimei ha'shovavim v'noagim gabke lomod ba'amida b'tikun zeh. So an ancient minhag of learning meseches krisus during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during Shovavim, it's a derech of tshuva. Ubevade tikun ze yachol adam lasos b'chol yimos hashana. Lishan ma'at bayom, k'dei sheyuchal lios kololayla neir lilmod, k'dei lihi natzel mikaris rachmana litzlan. Ad kan, loshin yisorda sheresh v'avoda. So first we have the Arizal, and then expanded upon that as yisorda sheresh v'avoda, that there is a yakiyim, an ancient custom to learn Maseches Krisus during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during Yimei Shovavim, where we want to prevent ourselves and do tshuva for any aveira that we might have done. And this Masechta talks about many different aveiras. Hine be'emes, and now the Chafetz Chaim says, Limud Torah moel yoser l'taras anefesh mikol ha'tikunim. Talmud Torah helps more than any other tikun, any other way of fixing one's life. Ubevadai, kishayilmar adam kala mesechta, demairi be'inyin chiyav kares, va'ofana hechsher lihipater mizeh. We're going to learn all about kares and how to get out of kares. Uveprat, kishayilmot achi yehe bakiba, bevada yoel lanafsho harbe ma'od, lihitayer ulakadish nafsho bekdushi yisera. It's for certain that it's going to help our soul. This Masechta is unique among Masechtas in terms of not just the general Talmud Torah purifying ourselves, as Talmud Torah always does, but specifically Krisus, which is about areas where we need to improve. And then he quotes, "Vine lomo kol ha'sugyas kiseder yitzarech lazezman rav ma'od." To learn all the sugyas properly, you can't just learn it once, 50 minutes every morning. You need a lot of time. Alei achein, but that's why I did what I did. Ka'ezer shel akatnu be'ezus Hashem atamsis because sugya lahalacha kfidas harambam v'shar rishonim. But that's why I wrote my riff-like sefer. Therefore, you can just read my sefer, and you can have a great summary and know the Masechta. Yehei be'ez Hashem nachal l'chol adam, nachal l'chol adam lomod v'lios bakiba bizman katsar. It says, in bizman katsar, you can just read my Likutei Halachos, and in that way, you will be able to master the Masechta of Krisus. So with that, we start off learning our Masechta Krisus. So the first Mishnah discusses the Krisus in the Torah. Shloshim v'sheish Krisus b'Torah. We're about to have the list of the 36 Chiyuve Krisus in the Torah. Most of the Masechta is about Shogeg. If you do these Averis b'Shogeg, which is Mechayev, a person to bring a Karban Chatas in almost all cases. But the first, it lists off the 36 Krisus if one did it b'Mezid. But by way of introduction, what is Kares? And this is a big topic, but you can't start this Masechta without learning the Ramban. The Ramban, in the end of Parshas Acharemos, discusses what exactly is Chiyuv Kares. And he said that there are three different types of psukim that are quoted in the Torah regarding Kares. Sometimes you find, V'nichras ha'ish hahu, that man will be cut off. Sometimes you find, V'nichrasu ha'nefashos ha'osos. v'nechrus ha-nefesh ha-himil fanai, you have karis of the nefesh. And number three, you have ha-shlishi sh'nemer bahen, hi-kares ha-nefesh ha-hi avuna ba. Sounds like a more serious formulation. A double kares and avuna ba, you have it by Yom Kippur, v'havati as ha-nefesh ha-hi mikar v'ama. So it says the Ramban, you have all these different types of psukim regarding kares. Says the Ramban, this is the basis, biyar inyan, there are three types of kares. Says the Ramban. Number one, ki ochel chelav odam, v'hut tzadik v'rubo zechuyos. If somebody's a good guy, he has mostly mitzvahs, mostly zechuyos. But, you know, there was one time that taiva overcame him, and he couldn't hold himself back, and he had to eat the non-kosher fat. He had to. He did it. He did it bemazed. He did it with what could he do? Right? So he couldn't control, but he's basically a good guy. So that is the quote unquote lowest level kares. What does that mean? He will die young within 60 years. This Rachman al-Aslan does not mean that anybody dies within 60 years. That means that they are chayef kares. That does not mean that. It doesn't work the other way. But it means if somebody is high of this, then they will die within 60 years. V'yeinafsho b'ikaris, but that's it. He dies young, but his nefesh is not cut off. Never cut off, nothing wrong. Avol yielo chelik ba'olam ha'neshamos, kefiya ra'ui l'ma'asav ha'tovim, ki tzadikaya, v'yielo od chelik la'olam, habahu ha'olam sh'acharei ha'tchiya. And that's the pasuk, v'nichras ha'ishahu. That physical man, that man in this world in olam hazeh, will be cut off, but that's it. That's somebody who lived a life of Torah and mitzvahs, but one time, taiva overcame him, and he couldn't control himself, and he ate chelev b'mezid. That is number one. Number two, v'asher imacheta chamurahu yiu avonosa merubim b'zichuyosav. But what if it's a guy who has more avonos than zichuyos, a guy who did many averis, and he didn't live his life as a someone who was focused on Torah and mitzvahs, so then, onesh akarisha ba'avera hachamura, so if karis is one of your averos, so then, it's more serious. Magia lenefesh achotas la'achar shetipari min aguf. So then the karis, the cutting off, will affect one's soul as well. V'hi nechreses mechaye olam haneshamos. And they will be affected and cut off from the worlds of the souls. Ube mechuyivei hakaris hazeh romeza kasuv, and that's the pasuk. V'nechrusa hanefesh ahi milafanai. Or v'avati es hanefesh ahi. V'elu ein lehem kares begufam. These category two, they can live a long life in this world. Pa'amim sheyichyu v'yagil yamim rabim. V'gamat zikna v'seva. As the pasuk says in Koheles. V'yesh rasha ma'arich b'ra'ato. Right, so this is category two, and this includes people are Megala Arias and Poshe Yisrael Begufan. They're Yordim LeGehenim V'Nidom Shemasar Chodesh, and after Shemasar Chodesh, Rachman Leslan Gufan Kala Nishmasan Nisrefes V'Ruach Mafazrastan V'Chul. And then category three, which is the most chamur, is V'Yesh Karis Chamur Shenichras Gufo V'Nafsho. And this is a Karis where he dies young and he's cut off totally, and that is specifically by Averus of Avodah Zarah and Megadeth. Those two Averus are category three Kares, and he says you find this also by Kofrim Be'ikr and Rishayim Mukhlatim, but this is all the three categories of Kares. The Rabban notes that at the end of that piece, that there are 36 Chiyuve Krisus, and he says, if you look closely, most of them are Arayos. Most of them are Yisurei Bia. Umehem rabim miyisuri ha'erva, rizoni lomar al-bi'ilo ha'asura, v'chein misas bezdin, many misas bezdin, or also bia, 16 of them. V'ein b'isr ha'ma'achal misa klal. There are no chayvi misas bezdin for eating things. You have chayv kares, eating chaylev, eating pigle, right, other things. But he says, why is that? V'atam b'yos ha'onshim ha'gedolim kemisas bezdin v'akaris b'inyone ha'be'ila mipnei shegili ha'arayas dover nimas ma'od eitzel ha'torah. That's the worst, not the worst, it's Avodah Zarah also, but a major category of Avera, in a negative way, is Arayos. That's why so many of the Chiyuve Krisus and Chiyuve Mises Bezdin have to do with that. If you want to look anything more related to this issue, you have that Ramban and Achremos, and you have the Teferis Yisrael at the beginning of Chelek. He also discusses these categories of Krisus, and he's medayik in the Kol Yisrael, Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Who's included in Kol? So he says, Yeshlam Chelek Afilu chiyuve krisus umises bezdin. Even chiyuve krisus umises bezdin. Their soul is cut off, but it's not eternally. Maybe category three, the Ramban would say. But not eternally. Even somebody who has kareis eno nechras rak nefesh habehemis shelahen. Aval hanashama ha'al yonah shebehem hamachayes akol nitzos elokihu ve'eno mekabelis kliya. Right, it can't be destroyed, the tzelem elokim of a person. Rak kishetavas haguf v'chet osav hish'iru baroshem hashchasa. If there are stains on the soul from the time that it was in the body, so then it has to be cleansed. Umiskabsim osam aksamim me'atzmusa al yidei eish ruchani. Through a spiritual fire, lo b'derech nekima chas v'shalom. It's not even so much a punishment. But if Hashem is basically going to say, if you want to live forever and be with me, you have to get cleaned up. You have to wash yourself. That's what the Eish Ruchani is. Rak letovasa, lezachaka, ulezachaka l'anashama ha'alyona hazos. V'zeh, and that's what's Ramos in the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael, yesh lahen chelek, they have a chelek in them. Every Jew has a chelek in them that's going to be the Olam Haba. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. Kulon Yishlam Chelik Shenit Benishmasan Haneus Lom Abba to Bahalka Yisrael Shavim Shekulon Hanitzot Shebehem Yiskel Hanitzchi Yisam Makuvet. And he talks again more about that issue. Okay, two other points by way of introduction. Number one is there is a question about the relationship between Kares and Misa Bidei Shamayim. We know there are different punishments that we have. We have Misas Bezdin. Obviously, we know that's in Bezdin's hands. And then we have Kares, and we have Misas Shemayim. What is the relationship between the two? So that is not 100% clear. Different shitas in the Mefarshim. The Gemara relates to it. The Gemara in Moed Katan Adaf Chafches says it's an age issue. The Gemara says, if somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, Meis b'chamishim shana, zuhi misas kares. Chamishim u'shtayim shana, misas Shmuel Haramasi, because he was 52. Shishim, misa b'dei shamayim. So it's an age issue. Within 50 is kares, within 60 is misa b'dei shamayim. That's the Gemara in Moed Katan. Tosfos here already quotes the Rishami that it's not so pashit. Maybe it's just the opposite. At different sources, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shari Tshuva, also discusses this in Shar Gimel, Os Kuv Zayin, HaHefresh Asher Bein Misa V'Karis, Kichi of Misa, Alav Lo Alzaro, Ubonesh Karis Hu V'Zara Nechras. Maybe Misa V'Shemayim only affects the person, and Karis affects future generations as well. Again, based on other sources, there are various issues that are discussed. What related to this, though, is, why is it we have a Mishnah in Makkos, Elu Hein Halokin? We have Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, Elu Hein Hanisqalin, Elu Hein Hanisrafin, Elu Hein Hanechnakin. We have here, Shloshim V'Sheish Krisos Shabbat Torah. We have Mishnayos that list off all of the groups of Averis that have punishments. Why isn't there a Mishnah, Elu Hein Chayvi Misas Bezdin? I'm sorry. Elu Hein Misa V'Dei Shamayim. That's the only one. That's not listed. Unless you say, well, what does it have to do with me? It's Mitzad Hashem. Kares is here. So what's the difference? So we have an Aruch Laner. Welcome back to the Aruch Laner. We haven't had him in a couple of Masechtas, and he's back on Krisus. Here we go. First Aruch Laner in the Masechta. He says, why isn't there a Mishnah like this? Right, why is there a Mishnah that says, Elohein Chayvi Misa B'dei Shamayim? So he quotes an earlier source who says, maybe because v'nirali shlaratzal l'shanos elakol mashenase bidei adam shetzarach leheasos maisa upara lahatikun. And maybe it only wanted to list off cases where you could do something to achieve a kapara. You get malchus, you get a kapara. You get misas bezdin, you get a kapara. By kares, we'll learn if you get malchus, at least according to some opinions, that gives you a kapara. Maybe you're not even chayav kares anymore. Meaning, mashbam b'abisa b'dei shamayim, malchus is not going to help. And therefore, what does it have to do with humans? Forget it. You're chayiv. Nothing to do. And therefore, it doesn't list it. The ein b'nei adam metaplim bo kamoshu b'krisa sheyuchlu linatzav amalkus. Umizeh nir b'daitos la'arach laner. Rebecca Vellinger says it appears from this opinion from the Ramaz. I'm not sure who that is. The chayiv misa de shamayim shelaku lo niftru yidei misa kamo chayvi krisus shalaku. Only chayvi krisus that get malchus gets off the hook. But not chayvi misas bezdin. He says, I find that difficult. Because chayvi krisus in the hierarchy of averos are worse ben chayvi mises bezdin. And if you're going to get out of chayvi krisos with malchus, you should be able to get out of chayvi mises bezdin with malchus, chayvi mises b'shamayim with malchus. So he doesn't like that answer. So his answer that he does like is that kares, as we'll learn, has a parallel to chatas. That's why. All these chayvi krisos have means if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayiv kares. If you did it b'mezid, you're chayiv kares. If you did it b'shogeg, you're chayiv chatas. That's why it's on the list. It's all about nothing to do with background, but what are we going to do? Does this have anything to do with Bezdin? The answer is yes. Chayvi krisos all equal a chayiv chatas, besides one or two of them. Right? But on all the other ones, what Bezdin does, Malkus, Misa B'nei Shemayim, has nothing to do with Bezdin. Nothing to do with us. And therefore, you don't need a list of them in order to have them in front of you. Good. That is the Orach Laner. One final Ha'ara, and that is the first Shid Mekubetz is right here. Says, what is Krisus doing in Seder Kachim? Exactly what we just said, because it has in the background of each one a Karban Chatas. That's why this is in Seder Kachim. Then he quotes that from the Rush in the first Os in the Shita Mekubetzes. Okay, with that, we start our Mesechta. Says the Mishnah, Shloshim Mishesh Krisos Batorah. There are 36 Krisos in the Torah. 36. Rashi points out, first Rashi, some of these Krisos are cases where you did it b'mezid without Hasra'ah. If you would have done it b'mezid with Hasra'ah, so some of them will be Chayvi Mises Bezdin, some of them will be Chenek, some of them will be Skila, some of them will be Malkus. Right? If you did it with Hasra'ah and witnesses, then various sins listed here will get a different punishment. But if you did it b'mezid without Hasra'ah, so that's when you get Karis. And God knows, that's why he takes it into account. And if you did all these b'shogeg, Rashi says, one will get a chatas. Good. Says the Mishnah continuing. So there are 30...
If you get kares...
What does mezid mean? Mezid means that he's... Does mezid mean he has to know what the punishment is? That has to do with Hasra. It's a good question. What if he knows? L'chara, he has to know not only that this is Aser. I think the Achronim discusses it. The Michas Chinuch somewhere discusses it that does mezid mean I not only know... Mezid for Chayvi Mises Bezdin, you have to know also, Bezdin will kill you. Do you have to know the Pasuk? That's a Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf that the Minchas Chinuch always likes to quote. But do you have to know for Karis? Do you have to know that the punishment is Karis? It's a good question. You have to look it up, but it could be. Could be, yes, that they have to know. They can't just know it's Usser. And if they think that they're going to only be Chayiv Malkus for it, so then L'chorah, they're not going to be, they're not Chayiv Karis. Shloshim v'sheish krisos b'Torah. So there are 36 krisos. So what are they? Here we go. Haba al ha'aim, v'al eshes, v'al hakala. Somebody lives with any of these arayas, with the mother, eshes, their father's wife, even if it's not his mother, v'al hakala, daughter-in-law. Haba al hazachur. And now we switch. All of a sudden, we're going to switch out of the world of arayas, and then we're going to come back to the world of arayas. Rashi points out the order is because all of the ones listed first are the chiyuvei skila. Chiyuvei Skila. And we're going to list even the non-Arayos Chiyuvei Skila, and then we're going to come back to the other Arayos. But that's why we switch now out of illicit relationships with other humans, and we get to other types of illicit relationships. Habala Zachar, if you remember, those in the Mitzvah Shir on the OU website, so we discuss all of these at length in Parshas Achremos. Habala Zachar, somebody, Rachman al-Islan, is with a man. The Alha Behema Bestiality. The Isha Mevia Behema Aleha. Any of those. Next, Haba al Isha Ubita. Somebody is with a mother and a daughter. Obviously, the Isser is the with the second one, Isha Ubita, mother and daughter. Va Isha, the Ashes Ish Haba al the Ashes Ish and Ashes Ish, a married woman. Haba al Achoso, the al Achos Aviv, the al Achos Imo, the al Achos Ishto. All of the Achos are listed. Are counted separately in the Torah, in the Sefer HaChinuch and in the Rambam. All the sisters, father, sister, mother, sister, wife, sister. That, by the way, is the only Isser that changes, that is not permanent. Achos Isha. Somebody's married to a woman, and that woman, so while he's married, he is Usser de Oraisa with a Chiv Kares to his wife's sister. To his wife's sister. If the wife dies, then he is Mutter to marry the sister. It's the only one that changes after death. A mother-in-law, for example, if a wife dies, the mother-in-law is still usher to the person. Or a stepdaughter. Any of the cases are still usher. Only Achos Isha is different, that it is not permanent. V'al eshes achiv, v'al eshes achiyaviv, so a brother's wife, which is always aser, chiyav kares, but it is only nitche mishum yibum, right? That's an issa daraisa. There's no mitzvah of yibum, there's an issa daraisa. V'al eshes achiyaviv, your aunt, father's brother's wife, v'al hanida, and anida, anida is an iser kares, only one on the list, compared to the earlier ones that does not create mamzerus. Right, we mentioned that we hold that kares or worse creates mamzerus. There's no tefisas kiddushin. Nida is the only one that's an iser kares that does not create mamzerus. That's what Abaya, I think, says elsewhere. Hakomodim the balanida she'ein havlad mamzer when it comes to nida. And now we go into non isure bia and non arayos relationships. Interesting that nida is the transition one. Nida is the last one listed before we get into non-Isurei Arayos. Right? The big question that we've touched on in the past is Nida one of the Arayos or not? Nida is an Isra Bia, but it's not similar to all the other ones which are based on relationships, blood relationships. Nida has a different Mechayev. So is Nida one of the Arayos? A separate question, two questions that are asked about Nida. Is Nida more focused on Isser Veheter or Tumah Vatara? That's one question. Nowadays, obviously, we just have Nida, Isser Veheter, not Tumah Vatara. But when we have both, what is the defining element? Does it more belong in Yaradeya or does it more belong in Tumah Vatara? So that is a question that Achronim deal with. But the other issue is Nida one of the Arayos or not? So that is something that is discussed by, already the roots are in the Rishonim, the first daf in Yevamos. First daf in Yevamos. The Rishonim discuss this. The Rishonim ask, we know that if at the moment, first Mishnah in Yevamos, at the moment of Nefila L'Yavam, if the wife is usher to the brother-in-law, then it's usher forever. Let's say that the wife happens to be the daughter. Meaning Reuven's daughter married Shimon. Right? It's fine. An uncle can marry a niece. Reuven's daughter married Shimon, and then Shimon dies, so now Reuven's daughter is zakuk to Reuven. So, obviously, that's the only mitzvah, the only isser that is pushed aside for Yibam is of Achos Isha. But all other Isurim are Chai V'Kayim, and therefore in this case there's no Zika L'Yibam, and there's no Zika L'Yibam for all the other co-wives, all the other tsaris. And the halacha is that if there is an isser at that moment, so then even if it becomes mutter later on, it doesn't matter. If you go by that moment, is it usher? So what happens? Ask Tosfos, Yevamos Daf Beis, what if she's a Nida at the moment that her husband dies? So you should say that there is no Isser, there is no Mitzvah of Yibam, there's no Mitzvah of Yibam forever and ever. So Tosfos and the Tosfos HaRosh all answer, no, Nida's different. Nida's different. So the Tosfos HaRosh's language is very telling, and especially to contrast it to Tosfos. Tosfos HaRosh there says, V'yesh Lomar, L'fi de'lo yalfina nida me'achos isha, k'mo shar arayos. You don't learn it like that. Shoha iser omid al hayavam tfei me'al shar b'nei adam. When it comes to achos isha, so there the iser is on the yavam more than everybody else in the world. It's only his achos isha. Avol nida l'kuleyama asura. Here's the line, v'lo mikri erva, de'ena asura mishum kurva. He says it beferish, nida is not an erva. It's a different type of iser. It's not one of the arayas. Nida is like achos isha and bito and chameha and all these. No, nida is different. The haraya, nida is asa to the whole world. Not like all the other ones that are only asa to certain people, depending on your family relationship. So Tosfos just said it's a different. The Tosfos HaRosh goes a step further and says it's not one of the Arayos. So it could be a Machlokas Rishonim right there in Yevamos Daf Beis, whether it's one of the Arayos. I didn't bring it, but the Rambam in a couple of places, in Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Isurei Bia, clearly has Nida as one of the Arayos. Nida is the only one of the Arayos that there's a Heter Yichud by. Nida is only, goes through all of the, but he clearly has Nida formulated as one of the Arayos. So it's interestingly here that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi puts Nida as the segue, as the transition between all of the Arayos and now the non-Arayos, the other Averis that one is Chayav Kares for. Okay, just an interesting Ha'ara that can be mentioned. Okay, we continue. V'hamigadef, and one who curses God. Rachman al-Islam, we have the whole story in Sefer Vayikra about the Megadef. Megadef, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Megadef. And V'oved Avodes Kochavim. Oved Avodes Zara. Again, if it's, again, with Eidim and Asra, then it's Chayiv Misas Bezdin. But without that, one is going to be Chayiv Karis. V'hanosein Mizaro Lamolech. Even though all of the Avodah Zarah are included in other Averis, there are many Averis of Avodah Zarah, a couple of Avodah Zarahs get their own mitzvah. One of them is Molech, right here. Nosein Mizaro Lamolech. And we discussed also in Mitzvah Shir what Molech is doing in Parshas Achreimos in the middle of the Arayas. You have all of the Arayas, then you have Molech, and then you have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. And before, you have Molech stuck in the middle, towards the end, but stuck in. So we discussed at length then why Molech is there. There is an important Machlokas Rishonim when it comes to Molech. Machlokas Rishonim, I brought my chinuch. Whether Molech, we know, what is Molech? Passing one's children through fire. Do you actually kill the children? That is a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the children are actually killed when it comes to Molech. If you look in the chinuch, in mitzvah, Reish Ches is the mitzvah of Molech. Shalom nitin ksas mi banenu lahavirim lifnei avodah zarah shayu osev bnei adam bizman matan Torah shahayishma molech umizara chalo titen lahavir lamolech. It says it's in a couple of places in the Torah, and you give them to the komrim, and va'achar kach v'chinuch holds machzirin oso la'av. You give it back to the father. Umavirin eish gedola lefnei hamolech. You make a big fire. V'ha'av lokech b'no umavira b'lav ha'eish. You put him through. And that's what it says. Inochayv until you give him to the komrim and they give him back to you and you pass him through. And the chita of Rashi and the Rambam is shalo hayasarfo. You didn't kill the children. Elo ha'avoda ha'isa lahavir levad. Just pass him through. Umikivan shehaviru kamosha yedakam haviru. Once you pass them through, you're a chayiv Karis, right? Chayiv, right here. So that's the Isser of Molech. The Ramban says no. They pass them through until they kill their child. According to the Ramban, and you know why they count Molech as a separate Avera, because it's the only Avodah Zarah where you kill your children. You got it, according to the Rashi and the Ramban. This is just an Avodah like other of the Avodah Zarahs. That's why you have to work harder to figure out why Molech is counted separately. Because it's so common. It was so common then. Other reasons. But the Chinuch worked hard to figure out exactly why it's counted separately. We've mentioned many times the unusual halacha that the Isra of Molech is only when one passes many or most or some of their children to Molech. If one gives all of their children to Molech, then they are pater. Then they're pater. Mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samakimel discusses, that doesn't really sound right, right? The Gemara doesn't discuss it, but the Refreshim on the Gemara, how does that make sense? So the Marsha there quotes the Smag. Smog, one of the great Rishonim, Sefer HaMitzvos, who quotes that maybe the idea is because this is Gadol Avonim and so. And if somebody gives a lot of their children, many of their children, then fine, maybe he has a little hope. But if they give all their children, forget it. You're beyond the pale Gadol Avonim and so, and there's no hope, and therefore we're not even going to kill you because you're just beyond. Right? That is the Smog. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that Smog when he discusses in Hilchas Eidus, the din of Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa, Eidim Zaman are only put to death or given the punishment if they tried to inflict the punishment on the defendant. But if they succeeded, then Pater. Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. Many reasons given, but one of them is this Smog. Because the Mishnah says, if they succeeded in perverting justice and they even brought the punishment, especially via Misa, forget it. They're beyond the pale and even Misa is not going to help them. So this is regarding the Isser of Molech.
For Edom and Asra by Molech, it's still
close? Edom, it talks about it there. I think it's one of the Misa's Bezdin. I think it's one of the Mises Bezdin also. It's listed in Sanhedrin. This is only again without Hasra. Viter. Ubal Ov. Bal Ov is another Aveir. What's a Bal Ov? So there are two Isurim in the Torah for Ov and two for Yidoni. The other goes by Ov and Yidoni. One of the Rebbes once said, Al Tifnu al Ha'ovos ve'el Ha'Yidonim. Don't focus so much and get depressed by Ovos, the Ovos, the people who have great lineage, the Ovos, and the Yidonim, the people who have a lot of Yeda. They're geniuses, so we get depressed, because he has great Yichus and he has great Yeda. Al Tifnu al Ovos ve'el Ha'Yidonim. That's the Hasidic part of the day. So, but back to Bal Ov. Ov is discussed in Maseches Sanhedrin. I'll read it to you again from the Chinuch, because once I brought it, there are two Isurim in the Torah for Ov and Yidoni. There's one about going to a Bal Ov, and one that is acting like a Baal Ov. The Ov, Resh Nun Hey, in the Parshas Kedoshim, not to do Maisa HaOv, what is Ov? That you make a little fire and somebody sticks something into their armpit and they pretend that they're talking from their armpit. And they use ventriloquism, whatever it is, and that people are misled and they think there are certain powers. Again, major machlokas Rishonim, is there something real to this? The Ramban clearly holds yes. Other Rishonim clearly hold yes. There is something real, but it's a dark side. It's from the dark side, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you using these, right? Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, right? This is what was done by Shaul HaMelech. The witch of Ein Dor was a Baal Es Ov, right? She brought Shmuel up from the dead, and this is the Isser that Shaul violated. L'chora. There's a separate Isser later on in the Torah of going, right? The Isser of Tavkuf Yud Gimel, Shlo Lishol Baal Ov. There's Isser of doing it, and there's Isser of asking. So two separate Isserim in the Torah relating to Ov. But that is an Isser Karis. An Isser Karis. There's, it's what the Chinuch says. But no Hagas B'chamachim V'chozman, males and females, if you did it, B'mezid U'be'edim Skila. Edim and Asra, no Edim and Asra, Karis. Shogi Khatas. Right? That's the, almost all these Isserim, as Rashi says, get a different punishment if you did it, B'mezid with Asra and Edim. Weiter. Umachal Shabbos. Umachal Shabbos. Rechon al San Chiv Karis. Vetami Shaoch al Kodesh. Vabola Mikdash Tame. Right. Tumas Mikdash Vakadosha. Viha Ochel Chelev. Somebody eats non kosher fat. Vidam. Vinosar. And Nosar leftover carbon. Vu Pigol. Vashochit Vamala Bachutz. You do Shchita. Or you are Male a carbon outside the Beis Amigdash. Viha Ochel Chameis Bepesach. Yonah de Yoma. Isser Achila on Pesach is Chayiv Karis. Via Ochel. Via Osem Malacha B'Yom Kippurim. If I eat or do Malacha on Yom Kippur. Eating and drinking L'chora. Major Machlokas Rishonim. Eighth Perek in Yuma. What about the other four Inuyim? Besides Achila and Shasiyah. Is that Aser D'Oraisa but no Karis? Or is that only Aser D'Rabanan? That's the machlokas we shown him at the beginning of the eighth parak in Maseches Yuma. But clearly, only eating and malacha get karis. V'amafatim as a shemen, v'amafatim as a ktoris. If I create the special shemen ha-mishcha and ktoris that was used in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash with the exact ingredients and the exact ratios, that is a separate issa daraisa in Parshas Kisisa. The Minchas Chinuch we discussed there says even though generally people can't be so exact, we had in Bechoros, E'efshar Litzamtzeim. You can't be so exact, but you could be exact enough to violate this Isser. Because if you say E'efshar Litzamtzeim, then this Isser would never be able to be violated. So it must be, Lo Nitna Torah L'Malachei Hasharis, and therefore, Hashem, quote-unquote, gives you the credit for violating the Avera, as long as you did the best you can. Ve'hasach es Hashemen. And if I use this oil, if I smear somebody, the smearer is the one that gets Karis, not the smeared. The smear is the one that gets karis. Hasach et Hashemen. Hashemen HaMishcha. If I use it, what about if I smell ktoris? If I smell the ktoris, there's no iser. There's no iser karis. Rashi says, there's no iser karis. Look at this. Rashi on both sides here in Daf Beis. Look at the third wide line on the left side. Aval hameiriach b'ktoris shal beis hamigdash lo ashar v'lo karis dereach ein bo mishum me'ila. Right, there's, right, ireach, marem, right, all of those don't have me'ilas. That's what it is by smelling the ktoris. There is no iser karis. And finally, of course, the last two, the only two mitzvahs aseh on the list, ha-pesach v'hamila, mitzvahs aseh. Those are the only two averis that are mitzvahs aseh, meaning not doing these mitzvahs, carbon pesach and brismila. If I don't do them, bimezid, then I am chayiv karis. Al elu. And by the way, we mentioned also the Machlokas Rambam Ravid in the beginning of Hilchos Milah. When are you Chayiv Karis for Milah? When does the Chayiv Karis kick in? Beautiful lumdis to the Machlokas. But just to mention the Machlokas again, the Rambam in Hilchos Milah, Aleph Gimel, Aleph Beis. The Rambam says, V'kol yom v'yom sheyavar alav mi sheyagdil v'lo yomolas atzmo. Every day that passes, once he becomes a gadol, and he knows he has a chi mila, he doesn't get a mila, harihu mevatel mitzvah saseh. Aval eino chayiv karis, et she yamus, v'hu orel b'mezid. Chayiv karis is only after one dies. That's when they're chayiv karis. Right? So according to this karis at least cannot be, you die young, because you're only chayiv karis after one dies. And the rabbi argues, the rabbi says, no, v'kol yomo mitzvah karis, every day, Right, and then the Ketzer Mishti here talks about the different types of krisus, how it fits into this Machlokes Rambam Ravid, and there is lumdus there as well. Not for now. So, Pesach Yamim is to say, Al Elu, on all of these, Chayav and Azdono Kares, Ve'al, Shigagaso, Chatas. Are all of these your Chayav Kares, and on its Shogig, your Chayav Achatas. Rashi says, Shogig and not Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter, where you had no idea, you never heard of the Avera. Omer Mutter, you thought something was Mutter, so that Rashi says, that would not be Chayiv a carbon, only real Shogeg. You forgot, you didn't know that this was the situation, even though you knew the Isser existed, Omer Mutter would not be included. So how do you figure out Omer Mutter for all these cases? You gotta work it out. So Rashi works out some of them on the bottom of the left side. V'yalohoda shalahem! And on all these cases, if you did the Avera, possibly, you weren't sure if you did the Avera, so then you have to bring an Asham Talui. As we know, Asham Talui is always brought when, if you would know for sure that you did it, you bring a Chatas. So if you're not sure if you did it, you bring an Asham Talui. Oh, a good question. What if you never heard of Shabbos?
Or if you didn't know this Malacha was
Asher on Shabbos. Oh, so if you didn't know that Malacha, that might be Shogeg. The question is, what is called Omer Mutter? Omer Mutter, Rashi is saying, is you never heard of the Iker. Never heard of anything about it. If you don't know a malacha is asur, so that could be, you know Shabbos. You just don't know about the malacha. That's shogeg. Or it could be pshia, if one should have, learned about it. Like in our day and age, when in every language you have, malacha books. Okay. V'alohoda shalom hashem talui. Chutz, except for, menametami mikdash v'kadashiv, except for that one in the list, tumas mikdash v'kadashiv, those two, it says in Parshas Vayikra, befeirish, that does not bring a chatas, if they did it b'meizid, that brings, v'pnei shu'a ba'ol of a yored. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that this week's parsha, you bring in Olav Yored, meaning based on your financial bracket, the Torah has Rachmanis, and if you can't afford it, you could bring lesser Karbanos. And Rabbi Meir holds that you only bring an Asham Talui where you would bring Chayev Achatas if you knew for sure. But if you would bring an Olav Yored if you knew for sure, then you don't bring the Chatas. Rachachamim Omer, Afa Megadev, also Megadev does not bring a chatas. Shenemar Torah achas yelachem lo oseh bishkaga. Torah achas for all those who acted b'shogeg. Yosem agadav shein oseh maisa. So it's well oseh bishkaga. You have to have done an action, a maisa, in order to be chayiv a chatas. Period. Says the Gemara. Minyan alamali. Yes. Kares has a large dafim. Minyan alamali. So now, as we have in many other mesechtes, we pick up on one phrase in the first Mishnah, and we get to talk about 15 different Mishnayos that have the similar phrase. So, this first Amud, right here, on Daf Ezra Beis, is not a Krisus Daf. It is, but not a Krisus Daf. Minyan Olam Ali, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What do you have to list off? 36. Can't we count? It's not higher mathematics. You just count up and see what 36, there are 36. So what do you need that number for? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemasan Kulam Ha'elamecha Achas, Chayvakal Achas V'Achas. So teach me, there are 36 separate ones. And therefore, if you did all of these Averis at one time, you get 36 Averis. And you have to bring 36 Karbanos Chatas. Visu, where else do we have this type of idea where we have a number listed? Haditzan Avos Malachas Abraham Chaser Achas. The Mishnah in Shabbos Ayin Gimel. 39 Malachas Minyan Alamali. We could also count. Why do you have to list them? Shemasakulam Helamachas Chayavakalachas Va'achas. Same thing. If you did all 39 Malachas and you didn't know that they were also, not that if you got today with Shabbos. If you forgot today with Shabbos, that's one Avera. One Chatas. But if you didn't know all of these 39, so that's 39 Averas. So where else do we have this? Haditzan. We have later on, at the beginning of the second parak, Daf Ches. Dalid Mechusrei Kapara. There are four types of people who not only, when they are Tameh, they have to become Tahar, but they also are Chayav to bring a Karban at the end of their Tahara process. Zav Zava Yoledes and Mitzora. So those are called the Mechusrei Kapara. Minyan Alamali. So that's four of them. So what do you even have to mention four? That's an easy one. So we have to say four, we can just count it up. Lafuki Medoza Ben Yaakov. It's to be Lafuki Reb Elazar Ben Yaakov in that Mishnah. Damar Heyavi. Elazar Ben Yaakov. In the Brisa on that Mishnah adds in a fifth one. Titania, Elazar Ben Yaakov Omer, Ger, Mechusar Kapara, Ashizrak Damalov. Reb Elazar Ben Yaakov says, a Ger is Mechusar Kapara. So meaning a Ger Bizmanazeh, he can't break his Karbanas, so he's still called a Mechusar Kapara, he owes it. Ahachi Tana Dalit, that's why you have Dalit to exclude Reb Elazar Ben Yaakov. Major Machlokas Rishonim. They say it's a Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, but it's somewhat difficult to say that. And that is there any Nafkamina Lamaisa between Reb Elazar Ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say it's not Mechusrei Kapara. Meaning, could a Ger eat Karbanos before he brings his own Karban? That's a big Nafkamina. Meaning, a mechusar kabbar usually cannot eat karbanas that go into the mikdash until they bring their karban. So could a ger do that according to the rabbanon? So Tosfos Yeshanim right here on the bottom of the page says, there's no machlokas. The rabbanon really agreed to Moshe ben Yaakov. It's a machlokas about categorization. That's it. There's no machlokas between them. And if you look in other mefarshim, Rashi over there seems to also say that. The Rambam in the Pirushim Mishnayis right here says it's a bona fide machlokas. According to the Tanakama, the Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayis that the ger would be able to eat karbanis going to the Mikdash before he brings his karban. The problem is, the Rambam doesn't say that in Mishnah Torah. That's a problem. Right, maybe it was Choserbo, but that's pointed out, at least the Pirush Mishnayis here versus Tosfos here, that is a machlokas. The Rabbi Kivegar Mishnayis points out this machlokas and others pointed out, but that is the discussion. The Rachlaner seems to say that it sounds like it's a machlokas. The fact that our Mishnah says it's la'afuke, the fact that our Gemara says it's la'afuke, Moshe ben Yaakov, sounds like it's excluding something. If it was just a machlokas in categorization, is that what the Gemara is saying? La'afuke, Moshe ben Yaakov, who categorizes it differently. So a little bit more of a tzarachin if there's no machlokas. Okay, weiter. So where else do we have numbers? Hard to tell. We have later on. The Mishnah says, Dalid mevi'en al azadon kishkaga. There are four types of people that bring karbanos even if they did the aver b'mezid. Most of the time, karbanos only brought if you did an aver b'shogeg. There are four even if you did it b'mezid. Minyan al amali. So again, there it lists them off. What do we have to have the number for? Lafuki midi Reb Shimon. It's only Reb Shimon who has on the fifth. Detan Reb Shimon Omer. Shvuos abikadon. Lo nitan zdona lakapara. I'm sorry, Reb Shimon takes off one. Reb Shimon says, Shvuos abikadon, which is the case where I have something of yours, and I deny having it, and I swear that I don't have it. If it's a lost item, if it's a bikadon, whatever, I stole something. So that Reb Shimon holds does not bring a carbon b'mezid. Ahachitana dalid, because we say it does. Period. So next one, haditzan, hey mivian carbon echad olaveris harbe. There are times that there are five people that can bring one carbon, even though they did many averis. Many averis. You would think that you bring different carbons for different averis. No, there are five examples where you can bring one carbon for many averis. We'll see later on what they are. Minyan alamali. Why do you need a minyan there too? Again, you could just count up. Mishnah the Gemara Misti Seifa. Because at the end of that, Mishnah says, Nazir im nitma tumas harbe. If a Nazir becomes tummy many times. What's the case of a Nazir becoming tummy many times? Umishkachas lakagon de itme b'shvi'i. Right, the problem is, if a Nazir is Tameh, and then he becomes Tameh while he's Tameh, of course he only bring one carbon. He didn't become Tar yet. And if he already brought his carbonas, and he becomes Tameh, of course he bring another set. So what's the Chiddush? So this is the case. De'itma b'shvi'i. He became Tameh on day 7. Meaning, he became Tameh once, and now he counted Tahar days, and now day 7. He went to the mikvah on day 7, and now he has to wait till nighttime and the next morning when he can bring his carbonas and start again. On day 7, after he went to the mikvah, he became tummy again. So that's the case. V'chazim nidva b'shvi. And it's going according to Umani, Reb Yosib, Reb Yehudahi. De'amar Naziris de'tara min shvi hu de'chayel alei. Reb Yosib, Reb Yehuda has the big chiddush. He says that the Nazir, even though he doesn't bring his karbanos till the next day, he could already start counting his new Naziris from today, from day 7. So according to him, if you became tummy again today, so you might have thought you have to bring a new set of karbanos. Because you can already start counting, that's the Chiddush. So it's my Rebbe, because if you say like the other opinion of Rebbe, that you can only start counting from day 8, then there's no Chiddush. Kiva the Nazir Tatara at Shmini Lochai Lalei, since you can't start counting the new cycle until day 8, Hechi Mishkachas, then of course, you would never have a Hechi Timsi. Eat an Itra Bezayin, Vachaz of Itra Bezayin, Kula Chada Tumah Richtahi, of course, it's all one Tumah. The Eat an Itra Beches, Vachaz of Itra Beches, and if you became Tommy on day 8, when you should bring your new carbonus already, kiven de yatsa bisha'a haru'uya lahavi ba carbon, since you've already come to the time when you're chayav a new carbon, chayav akalachas va'akas, of course you'd be chayav a new carbon. Se elashma mino, so it must be that line is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So it must only be according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and according to him, that's what's excluded from the number in the Mishnah. Fine. Just by the way, my Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, where's that machlokas to Tanya? That's the brisa. Which says, V'kidash ez rosho b'yamahu, he shall sanctify his head that day and start again. What's that day? B'yom havas karbonosav. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says day 8, the day that you bring the karbonos. Rebbe Yehuda omer b'yom tiglachto, on the day that he gets a haircut, which could even be day 7. Okay, that's that Mishnah. Next, Su Haditznan. Next, each of these, sure, we don't have to go into so deeply because it's going to come up later in the Masechta, these Mishnais. Hey, Mevin, Karbon, Olav, Yored. This is a pasuk in the Torah. There are five types of people that bring Karbon, Olav, Yored. Three of them are Averis, listed in this week's Parsha. And then you have others, you have Yoledes and others. Minyan Alamali, what do you need the minyan for? Just count them up. Mishum Katani Seifa, because the Seifa says, Nasi Kayotze Bahen. The end of that Mishnah says, Nasi. Nasi means a king. Kayotze Bahen. The halacha usually is that a king who does an Avera, so instead of bringing the regular carbon chatas that everybody else brings, a kisva, so he has to bring a seir. By most of the Averis. Whenever a regular Jew would be chayav a chatas, he would have to bring a different carbon. What happens if the king did an aveira that a regular Jew would be chayav an olav yored for? What does the king bring? Three shitas. Rashi quotes him, the Gemara is going to quote him. Three shitas. Rabbi Elazar says, he brings a sawyer just like those other Averis. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. Rabbi Yosef Lee says, he's pater legamre. If a king does an Avera, that a regular Jew would be chayv and olav yored, which are, Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, Shvuas Bitu, and Shvuas Aedis. I think those are the only ones. Right? So, if a king does those Averas, Rabbi Yosef says, Pater. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar say, he has to bring an olav yored like all other Jews. Okay? Three different shitas. So, that's what it says. Because the Seifa says, Nasi Kayotze Bahen, that a Nasi is just like them, that he also brings an olav yored, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, Satani Ela, Fuke Midr Rabbi Elazar. So it says five to excluding Rabbi Elazar, to Amar Nasi maybe Sawyer. Because Rabbi Elazar, the first sheet I mentioned, says that if he does an olav yored, he brings a Sawyer just like all his other Averas that he does. So it's going against that shita of Rabbi Elazar. Fine. Sue, what else do we have? All the numbers in Shas. Hadisan Dalad Abbas Azikin. Babakama Daf Beis. Minyan Alamali, you can just count them up. Lafuki Midir Boshia is going against Raboshia, who is quoted later on there in the first paragraph. Dama Yud Gimel Abbas Azikin Ain. There are 13 Abbas Azikin. Rabbi Yoshia, Minyan Alamali, according to Raboshia, who says there are 13. Why does he have to say 13 in that price? Lafuki Midir Bichia, Dama Chavdalad Abbas Azikin. Period. Semicolon. Just by the way, this could be where the Rishonim got it from, because here there was also no nafkamina between, this is just categorization. There's no nafkamina between how many avos tzikin there are. It's pure lumdis in categorization. So if you say this is categorization, so there only one too. But mechusar kapara could be categorization. Okay. Well, Reb Chiya minyan alam ali. Why does Reb Chiya, have the number 24 if, right, you could just count it up. Lafuke maser umefagel. These two are not included in the Avos Nezikin. Maser, somebody who is a Moser, somebody who tells on other Jews, and a Mefagel. What's Mefagel? So Rashi here says, what we would have thought. A Kohen who thinks he's doing a Karbon Shel Yisrael, Shalom Bizmano, he creates Pigel. So why aren't those called Avos Nezikin? So you can look there in Baba Kama Daf Hey. If you look there, not going to get back into it now, we don't have time, Rashi there says Mefagel means Shalom Lishmo. Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Hey. For some reason, Rashi translates pigel over there as shalol l'shma, meaning a carbon for a different person. That's a big, or shalol l'shem bayalov. That's a big shiloh why Rashi doesn't translate pigel as normal pigel over there. Okay, period. Let's do two more minutes. Amar mar. So now, getting back to our Mishnah. Shemasad kulam behelam echad chayav kol achas v'achas. If you do all of these averas at once, all the krisus by accident at once, you chayav carbon for each one. So bishlama pato l'gamer l'masas amrit. I understand why you can't say that you have to do all of the averas to be chayav. The Pasuk says, if you do, after all of the Arayas, if you do any one of these, v'nichras. But Ella, maybe, Ema, maybe I should say, Avar Chad and Ischayev Chad, if I do one of them, I'm Chayev one, Avar Kulub Elamachas and Chayev Elachas. I know you're Chayev for each one, but maybe if you do five at once, you're also only Chayev one. How do I know that you're Chayev for each and every one? If you do them at different times, so obviously you don't have to do all of them, chayav for each one. But how do I know if I do all of them at once, you're also chayav for each one? Salam Rabbi Yochanan, l'kach yatzes karis b'chosu l'chalek. One of the chayav krisus has karis written by it specifically. Even though you have a sum up pasuk at the end, in order to teach me that just like this one has karis by itself, so too all of them have karis by itself. Maskal Rabbi Rabbaya, maybe not. Ema achoso de pirit kra nechayev chad Allah. Maybe achoso dafka yuchayev karis on it. Vekula and all the other ones also one altogether. Kiva de behelam achas lo nechayev alach achas. It's an amazing havamina. Maybe achoso gets karis by itself, but not all the other ones. Well, Rabbi Rabbaya, mi less lechada. Doesn't Rabbi Rabbaya hold of the following? The Tanya, as we say every morning, kol davar shalai bechlav yasam nachol olamed. anything that was in a principle and went out to be excluded from the principle. If you have a detail, a specific that went out of a principle, that's megala on the whole principle. Kate said, for example, somebody who's tamei who ate kachim. Follow shlamim bechlau kol kachim hayu. This is said by shlamim. Lama yatsu. Why did it specify lahakish aleyan? Ma shlamim shem kachim is beach lechayav and aleyan. Just like shlamim is kachay haguf and your chayiv if you eat that betuma. Af kol shem kachim is bechayav and aleyan. So all karbanos that eat betuma your chayiv on yatsu kachim bedek abayis? Question mark. So doesn't he hold to that principle? So once you have karis by achoso, of course it should be megal on the whole principle. How can you suggest it's only by achoso? So Gemara says no. Amalei Rabbi Barmina. Rabbi would say no. That's a different case. Lav mi amrit hatsam yatsu kachay bedek abayis. Just like there, you have an exception to the rule. So hachanami here too. Also, maybe you'd limit it. Ma achoso miyuchedah shehi erva ve'im lahata b'chayi osra. Maybe achoso is only because it's arayas and doesn't have any heterim ever. Of course, she lahata b'chayi osra. Yosei eshes ish sheish lahata b'chayi baila. So he would say, you're right. You include a lot of the isurim, but not all of them. Maybe you shouldn't include eshes ish, which has a heter. Maybe you wouldn't include achos isha, which has a heter. So that's why he doesn't like this source. So therefore, last line for us today, Amar Rabbi Yonah. This is known as the Hekesh to Rabbi Yonah. Famous Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. We're making it famous right now. I once heard, years ago, the famous Gemara in Croesus. There is no famous Gemara in Croesus. But now we're doing Croesus, Baruch Hashem. So we get to make everything famous. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Vitema, Rafuna Breda, Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kra. After the Arayas, it says, Ki kol asher yasem, mi kol atoevos v'chulu. Hokshu kol arayas kuno la'achoso. All arayas are compared to achoso. Ma'achoso chayav ala mishama bifnei atzma. Av kol chayav ala bifnei atzma. Your chay bifnei atzma on all of the arayas. Okay? And all the arayas are compared to each other. Period. So that's got to work around nida. What about nida? So that was what the sugya that we related to before. Okay, we'll stop right here. Right before Ulu Reb Yitzchak. And Bashem will continue. Again, very large daf in here increases. So we'll do whatever we can off the daf, but obviously we'll have to spend a lot of time on the daf as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Pasha's here tonight. There was an Ian shear up from 2 nights ago, by the way. Shinui Kona. And we will continue.